All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th day of March, year of our Lord, 2011. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Well, I'm anticipating my special guest, Alexander Bachman, should be calling in here shortly, and my able engineer will certainly post that on my board here, so I'll know when that's happened. In the meantime, I was looking at the Republic Broadcasting schedule. Looks like following me is Dr. James David Manning with the Manning Report in about an hour. I'm sure he'll give a good show as always. Before the break, I was talking about something I talk about a lot. I kind of jumped into the middle of the topic without really giving a preface as to what the whole deal was and is. Beginning 1979, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Navy started conducting classified briefings for their own people. I backtracked it to probably one of the very first briefings, maybe the first briefing given to flag rank officers, admirals, in New Orleans in 1979 by interviewing one of the men who helped set up the briefing room, the tables, chairs, light system, sound system, and so forth. Briefings about violently rising ocean levels and violent climate change. And I've now debriefed about two dozen of these Navy veterans, one of whom has gone public, Mr. Tim Spencer, on my new DVD, the disc number 2 of Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. At these briefings, these men were told that the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and the Mississippi Valley would all flood and cause dramatic damage and flooding, permanent flooding of low-lying areas in all these areas I just described. And they were told, gentlemen, this will happen in your lifetimes. Not your children's, not your grandchildren's. These events will happen in your lifetimes. And there's the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th day of March. Well, so far my guest has not called in, so we will press on regardless. I was telling a story about these Navy briefings, which began in 1979. The majority of the men I debriefed were either in the submarine corps or attached to the submarine corps when they received these briefings. The first briefing I've been able to backtrack, like I said, was in 1979. Kind of a fascinating story. One of my regular listeners and a regular caller, and he lives in Montana, he was just a young sailor in his early 20s, and he got a job to set up the briefing room, the lights, the sound system, the tables, chairs, and so forth. And he saw this map on the wall. Since he wasn't in the briefing, he was just a young sailor, and the briefing was for admirals. Nobody told him what the map meant until he saw that the map on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, 30 years later, in 2009, only then did he find out what the map meant. So he sets up this room, and these admirals start showing up. It was a weekend briefing, and he says, John, admirals don't do weekend briefings, and typically they don't. So the admirals are showing up for this briefing. They're smoking cigars, telling jokes, slapping each other on the back, how's the wife, how's the kids, just enjoying themselves before the briefing started. And of course, they went into the briefing room behind closed doors. When they came out, they were told, they all looked like their puppy dog had died. That's what they looked like. Their puppy dog had died. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So he watches my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, and he calls me up and he says, John, I saw your map, and he tells me the story about the briefing in 1979. As I said earlier, I've debriefed about two dozen of these Navy veterans. They were all told about the violent rising ocean levels accompanied by violent climate change. They were also told the following, that one of the known safe havens is the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. The Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. And I don't know what's going on here. I think somebody might be trying to call. It might be my guest trying to call on the wrong line. So that may be a possibility. I don't know. Maybe I need to move some phones around here and see if he calls back on this line here and have him call up Republic Broadcasting. Too many phones. We'll put that in there and this in here, and we'll see what happens. Okay. Anyway, these men were all attending these briefings, and they were told the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is one of the known safe havens, and when they retire, they should consider moving to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. I'll tell you about some of the debriefs I did. The first one was a very dear friend, and let me see who this is here. It might be our guest. Hold on. Hello. Hello, hello. Okay, we're trying to... I was hoping it might be my guest calling in, but we'll just continue on as if nothing happened here. Anyway, he attended this briefing, and he heard exactly what I told you there a moment ago about the rising ocean levels. And when it came time for him to retire, him and his wife moved to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because of what they were told. He helped me recreate the Navy map, by the way, along with two other Navy veterans. The second Navy veteran, it was kind of unusual how we bumped into each other. I was doing a presentation on terrorism at a university class on international relations. There was a second presenter there. He was a veteran of military intelligence. I won't say which branch, an officer. He did a 3-year tour of duty with the Submarine Corps. So we finished talking to the college students, and we're at a pizza place in Rolla, Missouri, just socializing, and that's when I found out he did a 3-year tour of duty with the Submarine Corps. So I knew I had to ask the question. I never met the gentleman before. I knew I might never, ever see him again. So I asked the question, tell me what you know about rising ocean levels. Before he can speak up, his wife, who's sitting next to me, she says the following. She says, John, we're about ready to retire. We've been all over the planet. We need to pick a place to retire. We're at the Pentagon. We picked the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because of rising ocean levels. Well, I immediately made an appointment to meet with him a week later and help make further revisions in the map showing North America with new coastlines. The third Navy witness, he's now deceased, he got cancer, which is way too common for submarine veterans, by the way. They frequently end up exposed to way too much radiation. But he was a pistol student of mine. I teach concealed carry training. And when I found out during the course of the class I was giving that he was a submarine veteran, I met him for lunch a few days later. And we start talking, and he says, John, I signed a 5-year non-disclose agreement. I've only been out 3 years. If I talk about what I know, I could lose my pension. So I jokingly said, well, can you blink your eyes once for yes and twice for no? And he said, sure. And then we went ahead and had a conversation. And he was a third Navy veteran, a former officer of the United States Navy, helped me make the final revisions in the map that's published on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Fast forward a couple of years, that all took place in the fall and winter of 2004-2005, that long ago. Fast forward, actually 2005-2006, fast forward a few years to 2008, I was at a fundraiser for a client charged with homicide, and I see a gentleman walking around with a official-looking ID badge that says, okay, Tim Spencer, I see my guest is on the line. We'll get to him in just a moment. Tim Spencer, Director of Preparedness. I give him a copy of my global warming DVD. He watches it. He gets back with me a week later. He says, John, I saw your map. And I didn't know until that point that he was in the submarine corps. And with that, it looks like we've got Alexander Bachman on the air here. Alexander, are you there, sir?
Yes, John. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good to have you with us. It's, it's about 6:15 a.m. out where you are on the West Coast?
Exactly, yeah. It's 6 a.m.
All right. Okay, what did you want to talk about today, Alexander?
Well, basically, it's not what I want to talk about. It's what everybody needs to listen to and learn and put on the table. I believe that things are coming together very quickly, as we have seen in the first couple of months this year, an escalation of events worldwide. We're seeing, it could be a distraction scenario, what we're seeing in Northern Africa, in order to prevent. So everything aligns into the ritualistic also situation with respect to the collapse of society as we know it. I believe that there is a distraction agenda going on with respect to the situation with global warming and earth changes and everything, as you've been stating. And I think that we're already in the middle of this. I mean, we're seeing that very strong rains are expected still this month for the United States. We're seeing forest fires also ramping up in Miami, for example, of all places.
We're seeing forest fires near Miami?
Yeah, forest fires.
Near Miami, Florida.
Yes.
My goodness, I was not aware of that.
Of Miami. Okay. Yeah, I just got this news this morning. This was published back on Saturday. We have this near-Earth thing in. We have this comet Ellen in coming into October, November. We're going to go right through the tail of this comet called Ellen in. I believe that many of the things that we have been seeing in the mass media and also in movies, because we know that movies have a tone to that, tend to ring a bell to what we're seeing years ahead. For example, there's a mass acclimation program. The Brookings Institute talks about this in their internal documents from back in the 90s, where they say, we must start acclimating the population in order to prepare them for the coming events that are to start happening. We have on the agenda, an event called the Anglo-Saxon Mission. I don't know if anybody knows about this, but basically the Anglo-Saxon Mission is an event that has been planned since 2005. And the Anglo-Saxon Saxon Mission is basically, thanks to one of the leading experts with respect to the nuclear programs of the UK, he was present at one of the meetings in what we call the City of London in the UK. Now, London is basically an area inside the London, England, which is part of what it is, basically, is an area within the city that does not belong to the city.
Hold on, we're talking about that. We'll be right back.
Got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the Monday, the 7th day of March. And our special guest today is Alexander Bachman. Alexander, give us your website, if you would, please.
Yeah, it's alexanderbachman.com. That's Alexander with an X and B-A-C-K-M-A-N.com. But I just have to mention that our website has been blocked. We cannot upload any information as of last week for some unknown reason, but we're trying to figure this out. Apparently, we cannot put or post any information. We have very important information to get out, but nonetheless, I mean, we're still working without the site for the meantime. So
I know you'll be on top of it and get it addressed as soon as you can. And we can speculate about how and why that's happening, but that's all it would be speculation. Now, continue your story, please, about London and so forth.
Yeah, the City of London basically is a unique area within London. It's the financial district of London. And when you go in there, you see these bust images of two dragons or a dragon receiving you from the Marlborough family. Now, we know the Marlborough family is one of the 13 families of the world elite, also called the Illuminati. And what's important about this area here is that they have their own police force. They don't answer to the laws of the UK. They have a unique, it's basically like the Vatican. They have their own laws inside there. And something that happened back in August of 2005 is something that should be mentioned, because we're moving in the process of an agenda or a plan that was written in 11 pages of information by a whistleblower who was physically at a meeting of top-level Masons in the City of London back in 2005. And this sends shivers up anybody's spine. Basically, he gave an interview to two journalists out of the UK from Project Camelot, I believe, back then. And this man, he didn't have his conscience very, very clear. He wanted to get the information out.
Right.
And what he says in this interview is something that would startle many people. But basically, I believe that this is one of the final pieces that we might be able to put together in order to understand how events are unfolding as we speak right now. Plan, and there was a meeting at this place. 33 people, so 33 as it's called, where we had people from the Catholic Church, we had people from top-level Masons. And this military officer of the UK was in charge of things regarding the nuclear security with respect to the United Kingdom. He was a military officer, and he got an email by mistake. He's a Mason, but he got an email by mistake to attend this meeting. So when he goes to this meeting, he's surprised to see people from the Catholic Church there and all these businessmen. And basically, they were having this, open conversation about what they called or termed the Anglo-Saxon mission. And what it is, basically, is to set off World War III. And it would be nuclear and biological in nature. This source also clearly stated that these things would happen between August 2011 and February 2012. It was mentioned in the meeting that it would start off with an attack from Iran towards Israel of some sort. Now, we're seeing that this is changing very rapidly. We're seeing Libya going into a crisis that is beyond repair. I mean, has to go. And it's the moving elite that froze his assets, because we're seeing that he's not worth anything anymore for the elite.
Right.
The same as was with Saddam Hussein.
Right.
Now, I don't want to, attack anybody individually. Now a news report came out just last week that it turns out that Saddam Hussein was not behind, Gaddafi was not behind in reality of the Lockerbie event up in Scotland back in the 90s, you know, this jumbo jet that exploded over Lockerbie.
Right.
It turns out that he was played. He was used as a patsy for right. some form of a CIA drug running operation out of Libya, of all places.
Well, now, there are people on that plane that they wanted dead. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when you want to silence somebody, well, you just do an event.
Right.
And what we see here is that according to the timeline of this military officer of the UK that was present at the meeting for the Anglo-Saxon mission, it's a group of supremacist individuals, very rich and wealthy, that answer the lead. And they mentioned that the first thing that would trigger off World War III would be an Iran attack of Israel, be it Iran or China would be provoked in order to respond nuclearly.
Hold on, nuclear hold that weapon. Thought, Alexander. We got our bottom of the hour okay. break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th day of March. Freezer Eye Guy does not have a March special yet. I hope he does soon. I'll try to catch up with him this week and remind him he needs a March special. In the meantime, everything he offers at his website is a good value for the price. Shipping included on everything. His website, of course, is freezedryguy.com. Toll-free number is 866-404-3663. You want preferential expedited shipping, mention you heard about his products to him personally on the John Moore Show, 866-404-3663. I now have posted on my website a link to ZapWorks. It's right there on my homepage. If you want the highest quality batteries, it will last you for decades for your home electricity supply. You need to check out the ZapWorks battery at my website, TheLibertyMan.com. We have on hold my special guest, Alexander Bachman. And Alexander, continue telling us about World War III, China, and Iran, if you would, please.
Yes, thank you. Here on the agenda is that Israel off China getting into the mix, okay? Be it China responding nuclearly with nuclear weapons, one or two. A very brief exchange of nuclear weapons would start a ceasefire. And according to what was spoken in the meeting by these top-level masons inside the city of London, the world would enter into a state of chaos and fear that was carefully designed. The extreme state of tension would be used to justify strong military controls at a social level in all Western countries in the First World. And these plans are already happening right now. So what we're seeing is that this would be a perfect smokescreen, you know, a small nuclear exchange with an attack into Israel in order to establish military presence on the street in the United States, in Canada, and in Mexico. Well, it's already happening. Right now in Mexico, something that's being legislated is basically martial law. There is a law that's going to be passed in the coming weeks where the president is asking to suspend the civil rights of all citizens in case of a state of emergency. Now, this sounds so much like what Oliver North was speaking about at the Iran-Contra hearings back in the 80s, where he was asked about these programs of continuity of government.
Right.
So I believe that Mexico is working in tandem with the same agenda, and so we would see a northern command structure being put into place in order to control society for the real events that are going to be unfolding, which are cosmic in nature. This is directly correlated with information that came out, that has been coming out, with respect of high cosmic ray concentrations, the highest in half a century, that have been hitting our planet and taking out satellites everywhere.
Right.
Mexico last decade lost two of its most important satellites, telecommunications satellites, for unknown reasons. That was the official story. But we know it's the gamma ray bursts that come out of the center of the galaxy that affect us when we go through these gamma bursts, or these gamma ray bursts, when we go through them in our orbit around the sun. We have right now the strongest X-rays ever seen on a planet, and taking certain satellites. So all of this is happening outside of our planet, right, while we send super secret the space plane, the 37X, I believe it's called,
right,
the X-37B, that was just sent out, discoveries on its last mission outside of the planet.
It's getting too dangerous to send these people up there in space, is what's happening, actually. We got a caller here, Alexander. We got Bob in Tennessee. Go ahead, Bob. Speak up, Bob. You're on the air.
Lindsay Williams is on top of all this. He has contacts among the elite who tell him what's coming up next. Now, one of Lindsay's friends commented that he was at this meeting that your guest is referring to in London in 2005.
Right.
And according to Lindsay Williams' friend, several of the attendees at that meeting included George Soros, the Queen of England, and as your guest probably knows, if you'll recall, Colonel Tom Parker was very close with the Vatican. The Pope was at that meeting, the current German Pope, and the person who presided over that meeting, believe it or not, was Elvis Presley.
Oh, and come on.
If you're wondering the connection, the Burger King restaurants are actually owned by the Queen of England, and that's why she named them the Burger King, and Elvis has been seen recently working at one of those Burger King restaurants. So there is the connection.
All and right. Bob, we do appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. It takes a little humor every once in a while here, doesn't it, Alexander?
Well, yeah. I mean, everything has to
And we thank Bob in Tennessee for the comic relief. Let's get back to the matter at hand there. What's happening appears to be what Albert Pike wrote about more than a century ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, General Albert Pike was
a Confederate general, you're right.
Yeah, and he was clearly out of Kansas, right? And
I don't know his home state offhand.
Seeing is the implementation. Yeah, the implementation of a Masonic agenda by the world elite. But we're talking about a faction that is extremely supremacist, and they believe in survival of themselves into a new world order, a post-cataclysmic new world order. Now, this tension that would escalate into the ceasefire and having the militarization of our streets, basically going into martial law, during this ceasefire, would, according to what was said in the meeting, would entail a black ops operation of the use of biological weapons against China in order to debilitate China so China would not act in the Third World War. And quoting what was said in the meeting, China would get a cold. And this biological weapon that would be released upon the Chinese would decimate the population of China up to an 80 or 90% level, as was said in the meeting. So they were laughing at this. You know, they said, well,
I know,
China's
the wild card in this, and they do have the capability of fabricating race-specific diseases, don't they?
Yes. And this would be just the beginning, because after this, this would bring out a massive nuclear exchange, the real war, with a destruction and loss of massive life. Now, the source, the military source here, mentioned that population reduction was planned through combined means up to a 50% level. He listened to this figure being mentioned at the meeting. So this is a very terrible scenario, but it's something that is being portrayed. And as if it were not enough, we're seeing this geophysical event coming into play right now. It's a cyclical process to go into the data and just read scientific articles everywhere, where we can see that every 11,500 years, the sun goes into a chaotic state where it basically has this mass coronal mass ejection that affects not only our planet, it affects all of the planet.
Right.
So there is a catastrophe pending, an impending catastrophe that's coming this way, and they know this. And he was asked, this military contact was asked, that if this catastrophe that is awaited, is this the reason why they would trigger off World War III? And he said, yes. The real goal, he said, is to put mechanisms into place for a post-cataclysmic world, to assure a new world, what this these people want, and to impose martial law upon all the countries that are controlled by the world elite, in order to get, they talked about a geothermal event, that they were ready for the geothermal event. And as we've been seeing, right now, just last week, a person on YouTube posted a video where he phone called one of these companies that do with the construction of bunkers.
Right.
And they said they have a waiting list of more than a year for anybody that get to invest their money into the bunker situation. So
right.
What were
I have a personal note there, Alexander. I was contacted by one of these bunker manufacturers this past November, and we were negotiating for me to do some marketing for them. But by the end of December, they realized they don't need anybody to do marketing for them. They've got more work than they can ever possibly handle.
Yeah, and what's very interesting about the phone call, which I did and analyzed, is that in the phone call, the man, the representative of one of these bunker construction companies said, it's just that a lot of people have been investing their money with us because they know that there's a cosmic event that's coming that's going to affect the planet called Planet X.
Right.
Now, he said, we don't know if it's true or not, but a lot of people are saying this, and they're investing a lot of money. We have an increase of 400% of our construction right now. So it's happening, people. People are investing their money into
it. People do talk. They may sign non-disclose agreements, but when it comes down to it, friends and family come first, above and beyond non-disclose agreements, and that's why people are finding out by whatever method they can. What's your website address again, Alexander?
It's alexanderbachman.com, and my email is Abba Father, ABBA, at alexanderbachman.com, out of Mexico. And this meeting, they mentioned who would be adequate to survive this post-cataclysmic world. And at the meeting, they said the white race, the Caucasians.
Right.
And basically, this is what was said. They want to get China out of the game through a biological weapon. And the world, the new world, they said, would be inherited by us, not them.
Well, the Chinese, like I say, are the wild card. They don't intend to just roll over and drop dead. They have pretty large resources at their disposal also. And I agree with what you're saying. This is all outlined in the Georgia Guidestones. You don't know what racism is until you've been around these New World Order types. You don't have a clue what racism is until you've been around these people. They do, in fact, want everybody except Caucasians to be dead.
Exactly. So we have the white supremacist elite into the mix. We have an investment, a massive investment into the bunkers. And the scenario, for example, right now south of the border, which is bad in itself, we have a task force being implemented as we speak by the Pentagon, by the CIA, into Mexico, that is working inside Mexico with ICE as well, because there was a killing of two ICE agents or one ICE agent in the central Luis Potosí some weeks ago. And this lit up the Christmas tree over there in But the Mexican military is very upset by this situation of military intervention right now. We have ex-generals, ex-colonels within the military, like General Badillo, saying that we do not want military incursion into Mexico because it violates our sovereignty. He clearly stated, and which is the same sentiment by many of the Mexican high-ranking journals, that they do not want this to happen, that they want to take Mexico back. But they accuse the president now. They're accusing Felipe Calderon of debilitating Mexico by design. Okay? They're saying that this was done on purpose. There is no real drug war in itself, but it's just a destabilization force instigated by a rogue group within the CIA.
So this we just found out recently, Alexander, that the United States Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are the ones actually bringing firearms from the United States into Mexico for the drug cartels, didn't we?
Exactly. This was out of Arizona, and if it wasn't for a legal process, this information would not have gotten out. So what we have here on the agenda here is that the United States is supplying the guns and the weapons to unstabilize Mexico. So
absolutely.
If Mexico destabilizes,
we got a caller here, Alexander. We got a caller here. Rita in Texas. Go ahead, Rita.
Comment about some of the stuff that I'm hearing. I'm going to approach it from this way. You're talking about Mexico, and you're talking about all this stuff about nuclear war. This will all happen if the majority of the people are passive. What you are missing out of this equation, sir, and I believe, is that if something like this happens, you're going to have people that are not going to be passive, that are alleged to be Christians. You're going to have people that are going to resist. And if these people pull this crap, these Freemasons are going to get it. They're going to get it, you know, they're going to get it out of people that are going to be self-defensive. There's people in Europe that know what's going on, and I think that Egypt and Libya are some examples that the basic gut of every human is to be free. And they will try and pull this crap, but it's going to come back on them. In Mexico, during the 20s, they had the Cristeros rose up against Calles, who was a Freemason. And these Freemasons, as far as I'm concerned, are enemies, and if it's God's will, you know, that they be destroyed, so be it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your call, Rita. Thank you very much. Any comment on that, Alexander?
Well, no.
Hold your comment. We've got a break. This will be our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
Alexander, he's still there, sir.
Yes, I'm right here, John.
Got about 2 minutes before the show ends. Any final comments, please?
Well, just in response to the lady that called, I know she's upset, and many Americans are upset. We're Christians as well. And look, the FEMA camps are ready. The FEMA camps are ready. We have three lists. We have the red list, the blue list, and the yellow list. The red list, people are outspoken against the New World Order. Those are the people that go there, okay, to get exterminated. I mean, we have CIA contacts that have revealed information to us. They're putting these markers on the mailboxes, on the American homes, these high reflective stickers that are circles. We have the red list and the blue list. And all of this is part of techniques in order to organize the picking up of people to taking them to the camps. Now, I know this sounds as a shock to people, but this is truly happening. The FEMA camps exist. The continuity of government exists. The federal government is moving into Denver International Airport underground. And also, what I would just like to point out with respect to this is that Mexico is the false flag operation of all time. I mean, the drug war is not a drug war. It's just a destabilization force in order to get Mexico in place to hijack basically our institutions by a traitor, which is the president of Mexico. He's a traitor. There's
right.
no doubt about
right.
it.
Right.
And we talked about
he's got a deal with the Chinese and Russians, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. We have nuclear weapons inside Mexico of the Chinese government. We have an operation with Chinese soldiers north of the border that is ongoing, an intelligence operation that is massive. We have military installations within the close to the border in the middle of the desert of Sonora with Russians, with Chinese, getting prepared to go into the United States. I mean, we've all been sold out to a communist force that does not believe in religion, that does not believe in Jesus Christ, and that's the danger that these people pose. They are Satanists, and that's what we have to say about them. And there is a crazy agenda going on with respect to the gathering of people to be taken to these FEMA camps, which is very
worrisome. Absolutely. Alexander, I know the music's going to start here any moment. I want to thank you for your time, sir. I'll be in touch with you privately, and we'll do this again soon.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
And congratulations
thank you,
for
Alexander.
Your new show, John.
That's Alexander Bachman. His website is Alexander Bachman, spelled with a K, B-A-C-K-M-A-N, alexanderbachman.com. He's a journalist living in Mexico, and he's certainly has some cutting-edge information for all of us. Well, we're about to wrap up this first day of my first new show here on the Republic Broadcasting, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. If you're a new listener, I thank you for listening. If you're one of my regular listeners, well, thank you for tuning in. And we're off to a new week here. Spring is just about upon us. We've got the tree frogs doing their nightly chorus here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks, which is a sure sign of spring, even though it was 34 degrees this morning when I woke up, and still only 35. And that's it. You all be safe out there. Buy lots of ammunition, and God bless America.
Next round of the